Years ago, a major art gallery sponsored a competition for painters. They were offering prizes for the best painting on the subject of peace. And as the attenders browsed through the entries, most had decided that one certain painting was almost sure to win. It portrayed this lush green pasture, this vivid blue sky with the cows grazing lazily, and a little boy walking through the grass with his fishing pole over his shoulder. It really made you feel all peaceful, yeah. But it came in second. Yeah, the painting that won was a big surprise. The scene was the ocean in a violent storm. I mean, the sky was ominous, the lightning was cutting across the sky, the waves were crashing into the rock walls of the cliffs by the shore. No peace there. But you had to look twice to understand what was going on. There, about halfway up the cliff, was a bird's nest, tucked into a tiny hollow on the rock. And a mother bird was sitting on that nest with her little babies, tucked beneath her, sleeping soundly. That was peace. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about peace in the midst of the storm. Now, that was the title of the prize-winning painting, and rightly so, because peace is not just the absence of a storm. It's peace in the middle of the storm. The kind of peace many of us could use right now. The kind of peace maybe you could have right now, if you're resting where you ought to be. As our headlines have become more dominated with new dangers, so many hearts have been struggling with anxiety and fear. I think we're ready for the incredible peace that's offered in Psalm 46. I call it good news for troubled times. It's our word for today from the Word of God, and maybe it should be our word for every day right now. It says God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So the more troubled things are, the more present God makes himself see. The psalmist then says, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Look, it's a picture of everything collapsing, things that have always been there for us. But no fear. Why? He says God is our refuge and strength. The psalm continues, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. So where does God live today? Well, it's in those who belong to him through faith in Jesus. So this might be about you. It says, God is within her. She will not fall. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And then as everything seems to be melting down, God says, be still and know that I am God. Okay, turn off the news. Leave those other voices and get where you can just be with God. And realize that as long as you're in his hands, there's no such thing as out of control. He is still God, and you are still his. And if you have never given yourself to Jesus, the man who died for you to pay for your sin, I'd say there's never been a better time than this. With so much uncertainty, it is just so great to know that you're safe forever in a relationship with him. I wonder if there's ever been a time when you began your personal relationship with Jesus. Not just to have a religion about Jesus or agree with Jesus, no, but when you've pinned all your hopes on him as the man who died for your sin, who rose from the grave to give you eternal life. Listen, if you want that security, if you want that anchor, if you want that forgiveness, if you want that rock to stand on, tell him that today. Jesus, I want to belong to you, and I'm giving myself to you because you gave yourself for me. Listen, I'd love to have you go to our website today because there's help to be sure you are anchored to Jesus Christ from this day on. The website, anewstory.com. Would you check it out? Anewstory.com. When you're nesting in the care of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can rest through any storm because you belong to the one who can give you peace in the middle of the storm.